Hey everybody, Josh Peck here of Peck Report. Glad to have you here. Glad to be talking to you again today. So is this prophetic? Kings of the East and Gog and Magog building a super EMP bomb for blackout warfare. Actually, not just one of these things, many of these things. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. We got China, Russia, super EMP bombs for a blackout warfare. Does this fulfill Bible prophecy? I believe that there's a good case to be made that it does, and I would like to know what you think. If you haven't had a chance to do so already, please subscribe to this channel. Click the bell for notifications. And if this is your first time here, this is even more reason to do that. Also, keep checking back joshpeckdisclosure.com. And you'll get some cool materials there. I actually have a link in the description below to the Last Days Warrior Summit. And what this is a collection of exclusive teachings. You can't get it anywhere else. Many, many videos, PDFs, MP3 series. You can't get it anywhere else. Many of these things have been censored by the powers that be. But it's all in the realm. These are the top conspiracy experts today that are providing these things. And you get it from the comfort of your own home. You get to sign up to the website and you have access to all this stuff for only less than a tenth of the price of all the materials combined. I submitted a teaching about Leviathan, the ultimate source of conspiracy. And again, you can't get this stuff anywhere else. You can go to the description below if you're viewing this on YouTube, or just go to joshpeckdisclosure.com to take advantage of that. All right, so several nations right now, including China and Russia, are building powerful nuclear bombs designed to produce super electromagnetic pulses, pulse waves or EMP waves. Capable of devastating all electronics from computers to electric grids for hundreds of miles, according to newly released congressional study. So this comes from freebeacon.com, did a report on this. Now, a report by the now defunct Commission to Assess the Threat to the United States from EMP Attack for the first time reveals details on how nuclear EMP weapons are integrated into the military doctrines of China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran. The report discloses how those states could use EMP attacks in theaters of battle in the Middle East, even the Far East, Europe, and North America. So the report states, quote, nuclear EMP attack is part of the military doctrines, plans, and exercises of Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran for a revolutionary new way of warfare against military forces and civilian critical infrastructures by cyber sabotage and EMP. The new way of warfare is called many things by many nations in Russia, China, and Iran. It is called sixth generation warfare, non-contact warfare, electronic warfare, total information warfare, and cyber warfare, end quote. That sixth generation warfare is really interesting with the number six and all. But nuclear electronic warfare also is called blackout war because of its effects on all electronic devices. So EMP attacks will be carried out at such high altitudes that they'll produce no blast or other immediate effects harmful to humans, but instead three types of EMP waves in seconds damage electronics, and the strikes are regarded by adversaries as not an act of nuclear war. So that's why they find this this option attractive to them. So the report says, quote, potential adversaries understand that millions could die from the long-term collateral effects of EMP and cyber attacks that cause protracted blackout of national electric grids and other life-sustaining critical infrastructure, end quote. Now, this type of thing leads some to question, is this why apparently America is not found in the Bible? Now, others say that America is found in the Bible. You could go either way, and I'm split on that myself. You have the Irvin Baxter interpretation. It's not exclusive to him. Many believe this, where you can find it in certain prophecies of Daniel. Others say that America is Mystery Babylon, and others say mystery is non-existent in prophecy. And if that is the correct interpretation, could it be something like this? So the attacks are regarded by enemy military planners as a relatively easy, potentially unattributable means of inflicting mass destruction and forcing opponents to capitulate. So EMP strikes Can be adjusted in the size, and we're going to look at a couple of maps here in a second to show how this would affect the world. But EMP strikes can be adjusted in the size of the area and the intensity of the wave by detonating at different altitudes. So the closer to the Earth, the more powerful the pulse is, and the higher the altitude, the wider the area of impact. So the report says, quote, a single nuclear weapon can potentially make an EMP attack against a target the size of North America. Any nuclear weapon detonated at an altitude of 30 kilometers or 18.6 miles or higher will generate a potentially catastrophic EMP, end quote. So super EMP bombs produce gamma rays that generate a peak EMP field of 200,000 volts per meter, which is enough to fry strategic communications and intelligence systems. China, Russia, and probably North Korea are said to have these arms, according to the commission. The United States has no super EMP weapons in its nuclear arsenal. Now, the bombs do not require accuracy, and the weapons do not require a reentry vehicle, a heat shield, and shock absorbers required for nuclear warheads detonated in the atmosphere above targets. So the weapons can be delivered through a variety of means, including satellites, long or medium range missiles, short range missiles launched from a freighter, from some cruise missiles and anti-ship missiles, from jets or a commercial jetliner or a meteorological balloon. There's lots of ways this could be done. And this declassified report was cleared for release by the Pentagon after a security review and provides graphics showing for the first time in an official government publication how nuclear detonations triggered 18.6 miles to 248 miles above the Earth will produce targeted electronic waves stretching up to 1,500 miles, horrifyingly enough. Now, portions of the report are redacted in order to prevent adversaries from learning U.S. electronic vulnerabilities, but the report shows how Iran, a state U.S. intelligence agency, have assessed as 1 year away from building a nuclear weapon, could use a single nuclear weapon fired on a medium range missile to black out Israel, Egypt, or Israel and Egypt together, or Saudi Arabia without creating blast damage. So China could use this EMP weapon to plunge the island of Taiwan into electronic darkness and disable aircraft carrier strike groups sailing to defend Taiwan from a mainland attack. So we can look at that here. Let me bring this up. This is China strikes Taiwan and Philippines. This is the nuclear EMP attack scenario and what it would look like. All right, so this here, EMP field, that's what this circle is. And then we have this in gray here, the likely blackout zone within EMP field and beyond from cascading failures. And then we also have bulk power electric lines and generating stations. So you see here, this just from that would cover that amount of territory. And there's others that we can look at. There's others that we can look at too here. So North Korea could set off a nuclear bomb in space over Japan. Both Japan and Taiwan are heavily reliant on electronics that are vulnerable to EMP. Now, Russia could fire off one of its super EMP bombs over Europe and throw NATO and the continent into darkness and create chaos as well, according to this report. The Islamic State might acquire a nuclear weapon from North Korea or Iran, along with a short-range missile that could loft it into space and detonate over Italy. As for the United States, an EMP war scenario is shown as the result of conflicts involving Russian strikes on Canada and U.S. retaliation using conventional precision strikes. In a major conflict with either China or Russia, the first shot in the war could be a space burst of a super EMP weapon designed to knock out U.S. nuclear command and control and weapons. So the report said, quote, a super EMP warhead in the possession of Russia or North Korea could put at risk the best protected U.S. assets, even threatening the survival of the U.S. nuclear deterrent, end quote. Moscow has adapted a new nuclear strategy called Escalate to De-escalate a Conflict with Nuclear Arms that the report suggests is tailored to space-based EMP attacks. Russian nuclear missile submarines could use super EMP warheads to paralyze U.S. strategic and conventional forces and black out the national grid. So this report states that 14 EMP bursts up to 60 miles would create powerful electronic waves for key facilities, including national missile defenses at Alaska and California, the command center at the Pentagon outside Washington, and the North American Aerospace Defense Command, or NORAD, in Colorado. And other EMP strikes would shut down missile and bomber wings in North Dakota, F.E. Warren Air Force Base, Wyoming, and Maelstrom Air Force Base in Montana. Bomber wings in Missouri, Louisiana, South Dakota, and Texas could also be blacked out, along with nuclear missile submarine bases in Washington and Georgia. And a U.S.-China conflict over Taiwan could lead Beijing conducting a blackout EMP strike on the lower 48 states that it hopes could disrupt military command and control and communications and knock out the United States of the regional Asian conflict altogether. So we can look at these here. Let me show you these. So right here, this top one here says nuclear hemp area coverage, nuclear EMP attack scenarios. So EMP field coverage increases with increasing height of burst. A balloon or jet aircraft could loft a nuclear warhead with an altitude of 30 kilometers, which targeted over New York City, would also cover Washington, D.C., New York State, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, and most of New England. Look at that. Look at that coverage. And it goes up into Canada. There's Churchill, Edmonton. There's Seattle. All the way down into Mexico City down here. So that's pretty wide coverage. And it says here, Iran, too, could launch a long-range missile nuclear attack in space over the United States as a way for the Islamic regime in Tehran to destroy what its leader regard as the Great Satan. So we can look at that here. This is a scenario if Iran strikes Israel, nuclear EMP attack scenarios. So we have the EMP field. The likely blackout zone within EMP held and beyond from cascading failures, bulk power, electric lines, and generating stations. So we see all that there. Look at all that area. Likely blackout zone. That's what all this gray is, even down into Egypt, all of this. And that's just with this EMP field. So, I mean, it would just be absolutely devastating. And you know that if they have the capability to do it, Iran would absolutely do this. Now, if North Korea or Iran covertly supplies the Al-Qaeda terrorist group with a nuclear weapon, the terrorist group that attacked the World Trade Center and the Pentagon could obtain a short-range mobile missile and fire the nuclear warhead into space above the country as part of its war against the United States. North Korea, which several years ago covertly transformed SA-10 surface-to-air missiles on a ship after repairs in Cuba, North Korea could use a short-range missile with a nuclear warhead to black out the Texas electric grid in a bid to force the United States to halt military exercises in South Korea. So now Peter Pry, who's a former CIA officer, a commission member, and author of the new report, says, quote, "The United States is particularly vulnerable to this new type of warfare because we have come to rely on information systems and computerized technologies. Much of the administrative information in the armed forces goes through the civilian internet. Ours is the most technologically advanced society and therefore the most susceptible to attack. What is surprising is that our enemies do not consider an EMP attack to be an act of nuclear war," end quote. So the report makes clear that the potential use of EMP attacks is a real danger and one openly discussed in military doctrine writings. Russian General Vladimir Slipchenko first disclosed Moscow's intentions for using EMP, in his book Non-Contact Wars in the year 2000. So it's been that long, almost 20 years since then. He said, quote, "A single low-yield nuclear weapon exploded for this purpose high above the area of combat operations can generate an electromagnetic pulse covering a large area and destroying electronic equipment without loss of life that is caused by the blast or radiation, end quote. Now, China's military doctrines is similar to and was outlined in a book on total information warfare. That's the title if you want to look it up. So the author, Shen Welgong, wrote, quote, "As soon as its computer networks come under attack and are destroyed, the country will slip into a state of paralysis and the lives of the people will ground to a halt," end quote. So Shen urged China to build nuclear electromagnetic pulse along with cyber weapons that will enable it to stand up against the military powers in the information age and neutralize the check of deterrence of Western powers, including the United States. So this has already been pushed for about 20 years. Now, Iran's doctrine is contained in a military textbook called Passive Defense that calls for EMP attacks. So it says, quote, "As a result of not having the other destructive effects that nuclear weapons possess, among them the loss of human life, weapons derived from electromagnetic pulses have attracted attention with regard to their uses in future wars," end quote. North Korea has threatened to use nuclear EMP attacks following its most recently underground nuclear test. State-run North Korea media said the thermonuclear test blast involved tests for EMP strikes. And the latest EMP Commission report entitled Nuclear EMP Attack Scenarios and Combined Arms Cyber Warfare is the 13th and final report of the commission. It is dated July 2017, but as a result of a lengthy security review, the report was made public last week. So let's look at one more image here. This is EMP World War, Nuclear EMP Attack Scenarios. I think there was a misspelling on one of them. I think I accidentally said hemp because there was an H before EMP and I didn't really understand what it was saying when I was reading it. But anyway, nuclear EMP attack scenarios. This is the EMP World War. This is what it would look like. So again, we have the EMP field. There's one up here, one here. So that's in North America. You got one over here, Middle East over here, and then over here in the East. Another one there. And then likely blackout zone with EMP field and beyond from cascading failures. And look at all that area. So this is what could happen. This could be the next world war. So is this World War III? Is World War III actually going to be an EMP world war? And if so, does that have a place in Bible prophecy? You know, there are some strange descriptions in Ezekiel 39 about this war where If after the war, officials have to come in, and where they find a body part, they have to put a little flag next to it, so then somebody else can come in later to clean it up. I mean, it sounds like some kind of nuclear war of some sort. It's really weird, especially since that was written about 2,600 years ago, and they obviously didn't have things like this back then. Book of Daniel talks about stuff. Revelation, of course, there's many wars there. But what do you think? Do you think America's going to play a role in World War III? Do you think there's even going to be a World War III? Very important, and I would like to read your comments. Now, if you haven't had a chance, I want to invite you to the Hear the Watchman Conference. I have just learned today, tickets are not yet sold out, so get your tickets today. And we have an amazing lineup of guests. This is in Dallas, Texas, 2019, end of March. Amazing lineup. L.A. Marzulli is going to be there, myself, Stephen Bancars, Russ Dizdar, Gary Wayne, Irvin Baxter, Pastor Paul Begley, lots of wonderful speakers. This is the time. If you're going to go to any conference, go to this one. If you use the promo code Josh20, J-O-S-H-2-0, you can get $20 off your tickets. That would be great. And I've just learned that miraculously they are not sold out yet. So make sure you get your tickets today because they will sell out soon. And also, there's live streaming available, so you can do that too. But yeah, use your promo code Josh20, J-O-S-H-2-0, and you'll get $20 off your tickets. I can't wait to see you there. All right, again, everybody, if you haven't had a chance to do so, please subscribe. Please click on the bell for notifications. And I'm excited to read your comments on what you think about the EMP World War. Is World War III going to be an EMP World War? World War, and does it have a place in Bible prophecy? Also, does America have a place in Bible prophecy? Can't wait to know what you think about that. And until next time, this has been Peck Report. Thank you so much for joining me. Love you all. Take care. God bless.